WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on a Wednesday morning. And of course, it is already pretty warm out. I've got 81 degrees. So, but the good news is it's not going to get too much hotter. We're going to get to about 90. Won't be nearly as bad as yesterday, but still stay cool, stay hydrated, and try and make sure that you're not overexerting yourself. Because as they pointed out this morning on America This Morning, or maybe it was ABC News, I forget, but I heard it on the way in. They said that when you sweat on a humid day, the sweat doesn't evaporate. And so it actually, you know, makes things worse for you. So keep that in mind. Don't overexert yourself. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, yeah, morning. You're hearing about the heat wave and how it's, I saw that image of, I guess it was St. Louis, where the streets buckled and threw that car. It's amazing. I mean, I've been through some heat waves, but I've never seen the roads buckle like that. So it must be something more deep down. You know, there was either a quick expansion, contraction kind of thing. So amazing. But what bugs me, you know, of course, Congress is going through their budget bill. And they, since Trump doesn't believe in climate change, the Republicans don't believe in climate change. They're not planning for this. They're not planning for the interstate highways of America being buckled. And, you know, if that's what's happening to roads, what's happening to the bridges? You know, if the expansion contraction is going to hit bridges, that's not something that can just be expanded and then contract down and be back to normal. There's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage by not planning ahead for this stuff. And so I'm really bugged by the idea that, I mean, of course, the Republicans are going to try to loot Social Security and Medicare. But for them to allow the roads and bridges to be weakened in this way, that means that food isn't going to be able to be delivered. There, you know, supplies are not going to be delivered. You know, thinking about just telephone wires and expansion, contraction, you know, things like the Internet. In fact, I was talking with some people about the nuclear power plants. They've all got coolant ponds, and I can remember a couple of years ago, in northern Illinois, in Georgia, and in Florida, the coolant ponds got so hot that they had to shut down the nuclear power plant. Mm. So the idea that the electricity is from nuclear is going to be shut down because the coolant ponds get too hot, that's pretty creepy. And then, of course, if it becomes too hot and they can't shut down the power plant, that's even worse. So, yeah, there's I'm bugged to no end by the Republicans that know this is happening and they're not planning ahead for it. And America used to be the land of the inventive spirit, the land of creativity, the land of the get it done kind of people. But now our taxes can't be used to augment the things that we've already built. So it's we're in a dangerous way, and people better get on the phone and get their congressmen to and the senators to make sure that this budget bill is repaired so that we actually do some planning and some development. Yep. As opposed to just letting the old boys loot us and live on their yachts.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Sure.
Have a good day. And if you want to call in and react, 508-996-0500. Something else on your mind, you can call in as well. But it is, I mean, obviously we're going to have heat waves. Obviously we're going to have, you know, outlier days, right? And you don't want to build with the expectation that that's going to become the norm, but you still have to have some mitigation process for when that does happen. You know, like, there aren't always high winds on the Cape, but when they built those bridges, they built them so that they could withstand high winds on the chance that they did happen. So you've got to have a plan in place to be able to deal with those eventualities. But again, you know, it's not like you have to expect 100 degree temperatures all the time around here, for example. You know, obviously in other parts of the country, that's more the norm. You know, when Lamone calls in, he tells us about the temperature out there in Las Vegas, and that's more of a norm for them. It's a different kind of heat. They don't get the humidity. No, very rarely do we get 100-degree day that we don't also have high humidity. It's the nature of being close to the ocean. But the feeling of, you know, walking out to, so for example, I left here for the first time yesterday. I walked out of the building about 6 o'clock. Oh, maybe it was a little bit earlier. I think I went out a little bit earlier. But I walked out and I said, well, it's not so bad. And then I took another couple of steps and I was like, yeah, it's still not so bad. And then I got out of the shade of the building and said, okay, I'm glad that I've been inside all day. But other people will look at a day like yesterday and say, this is fine. And the same way people are built differently to deal with the heat, so are materials. It all depends, again, on what kind of factors is being put through. Around here, you know, we make sure that we build things that can withstand wind. We make sure that we can build things that can withstand, you know, snow, large amounts of snow. Although, thankfully, knock on Formica, we haven't had that in recent years. But again, we want these days like yesterday to be an outlier. We don't want it to become the norm. 508-996-0500. A little bit later on this hour, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Speaking of cooling down, it's brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Yesterday, we talked about how the Star Drive-In had closed down so that their employees didn't have to deal with the heat. A lot of places did. I saw lots of places posting on social media, whether it be, you know, the restaurants themselves posting it or people who are patrons of those restaurants. And the support seemed overwhelming for those businesses. And I'm sure if they reopen today or maybe tomorrow, if they're going to try to hold off another day, they're going to be met with a great amount of business from people who are supporting that decision. As much as people got upset earlier about, upset on Monday about, oh, these people are soft. Oh, when I was 16, I would have been back there in that kitchen. As much as we got some of that on Monday, I really didn't see a lot of that yesterday. And I think being in the reality of that heat had people second guessing that thought process, where they said, you know what, that was a good idea. I didn't see anybody complaining, saying, oh, I really wanted to go out to eat because I didn't want to cook, but then when I got there, they were closed because these kids are too soft today. I didn't see any of that. And I think that that is you know, you don't want it to become something that happens a lot because, again, we don't want to have these days all the time, these 100-degree days. But I wouldn't mind if that became the norm, you know? The same way when there's a lot of snow, a lot of businesses will close and say it's not worth it to have our employees be at risk trying to get to work in, you know, a foot and a half of snow. Hopefully they start to feel the same way about the heat. And I don't mind. I don't mind not being able to go someplace because they want to make sure that those kids were protected. I say kids, but, you know, the employees. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. I just wanted to, it's been bugging me. Yesterday afternoon, that guy Don from Stoughton, he called up the show in the afternoon, and they were talking about Biden, you know, they'd been dragging Biden down, dragging him down. And he said the worst thing that's ever happened is, that didn't happen is that Biden should have been killed in the car with his wife, his first wife, years ago. I thought that was the most awfulest thing for him to say on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but that is that if that's what he said, that is terrible.
Oh, that's absolutely. And Barry, he didn't even, you know, he just went right along. He didn't, you know, disagree with him, just went right along with it.
I mean, if Barry's anything like me, he stopped listening to Don about a minute into the conversation.
Yeah, he should have straightened him out. You know what I'm saying? That was wrong. That was wrong. That guy's wrong. Anyways, I just had to get that out because that fucking fell out of me. So.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but that is terrible. That's
you go back and listen on the second hour of yesterday's show. It's on there.
Well, but then, you know, God forbid anybody says anything bad about Donald Trump, that, you know, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, know. I know it. It's true.
All
okay,
right.
Sir.
Well, thank you for the call.
Good day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all pretty much, you know, say wishing death on someone is just going a little bit too far. I think no matter how you come down politically, we can all agree that that is the case, you know. The same people, you know, I didn't hear it, so I don't know the circumstances of it, but I'm sure the same people who would say something like that would also be the first people to jump down the throat of anybody who posted on, you know, the day after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. If somebody had posted, oh, if only the bullet had, you know, been a few more centimeters over, I'm sure they would jump down the throat of a person that said that, and rightly so. So, I don't know, that's wishing death on somebody, just a bit too much. I mean, you can wish for public embarrassment. You can wish for, I hope that he screws up so bad he has to resign, but, you know, death, different story. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
That is a horrible thing to say. Wow, I didn't hear that. I was I didn't really listen to Barry's show yesterday.
And I'm just going to guess that Barry probably wasn't paying attention 100%. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the studio, getting ready to take a break, lining up the next caller, things like that. I'm sure that, you know, he didn't hear it, because if he did, he would have condemned it as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I hear people say stuff like that. I think like a week ago, week and a half ago, somebody else had called in. I won't use their name. And I wish death on Trump. So whatever. Right. I mean, it is mean though. I don't like that. So hey, the air conditioners, Ollie's, everybody don't forget about Ollie's. They've got a big air conditioning sale going on. They have portable ones. That's on wheels. You know, you can just cut it around your house, plug it in and cut it around. Of course, you want to make sure I would make sure that you have a really good extension cord to plug in, you know, that can hold that type of air conditioning. Because generally you're supposed to have a good three prong, outlet for a portable. So,
I mean, some people say that those don't work too well, but I mean, compared to not having anything at all, I'm sure folks would take that.
Well, you know, the one I have is so old. It's the original one that was put in these buildings. And this, God, when I think this building is like 80 years old, maybe. I know when I moved in, I think it was 50 years, and I've been here 20 plus. So it's really loud, and it's huge, but it's so loud, and all the plastic broke off the front. So it's just like, this, you know, you can't use any flaps to move it direction-wise. So, and then in the winter, all the cold air, so I keep it taped up. I'm not taking all that tape off. So I've been, I haven't had, well, yesterday at 2 o'clock, I put on the fans, just a plug-in kind, and I dealt with it that way, luckily, because other than that, it's been a good cross breeze up here. But yesterday was the day that it got to me. And when I went out, I left about 2:30. I came home. It was so stifling hot in here. And I just put the fan, both fans right on me. I was like, oh, wow, if the wind's bad. I already have numbness in my face. Maybe that's why. From the fans last year being blown directly on my face. That Bell's Parsley, whatever that one gentleman called in about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I think I'm going to go over to Ollie's. I just, it's too humid. And I can feel the humidity already. So I guess maybe that's what I'll do.
Well, I hope you can find one.
Yeah, well, Ollie's, I don't know. They have more than that one. They have a few, so we'll see. I'm trying to remember. There's one where you have to have the big batteries.
Oh, hold on a second there. Sorry. Sorry, I accidentally put you on hold there.
Oh.
I got calls lining up. That's why, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Must have sparked something.
Okay, well, I won't keep you on the phone.
All right. Well, I hope you find an air conditioner and stay cool.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good
day.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's see if we can get these. I do got to take a break before the news, but let's see if we can get all these callers in before that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Jim, what do you think about our president throwing the F-bomb on live TV?
It didn't. Listen, I wasn't too worked up about it. It happens. Obviously, you know, he was frustrated. Obviously, that's the way he speaks, you know, when he's off camera. I mean, that's not, you know, we've heard that from plenty of people who says that he drops a lot of F-bombs in regular conversation. So in a way, I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened, you know, with how worked up he's gotten about things. I'm surprised it hasn't happened before.
Okay, I just wanted to get your opinion. Secondly, right after, was it Saturday night when they dropped all the bombs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they came out and they made that press conference, and I said to myself, I go, how could you say that this was it was executed, you know, well, the execution was good, I mean, because nobody got hurt and they got back. But as far as the assessed damage, how would you know that within an hour or two? I mean, I know we have satellite pictures. But that's just service.
Yeah, you don't necessarily know, you know, what their contact is. You don't necessarily know if they have a spy that's there giving them information. You know, there's all kinds of things that could lead to them having that information. You know, I don't worry too much about that. But I also know that they have a tendency to, you know, try to spin things immediately. Like when the election happened in 2020 and he came out, you know, right after it and said, no, we definitely won, even though it took days to actually find out what happened. So, you know, that's just what he does. He just goes out there and tries to control the narrative. And most of the time it turns out to be wrong.
Yeah. All right. I just want to get your opinion. I've got people waiting to talk to you. All right, Jim.
All right. You have a good day. And actually, the other call dropped off, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get the news with Mike. And then on the other side of that, the Gen X Files. And then when we're done with that, if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. App.
Abortion rates are rising in the U.S. Consumer confidence dropped last month. And a teen idol loses his battle with cancer.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Americans aren't feeling great about the economy. The consumer confidence reading dropped after sharply rising in May. Most economists had forecast the June index to increase. Conference board analysts say the numbers suggest that consumers still anticipate a recession later this year. Meanwhile, the head of the Federal Reserve says he was considering cutting interest rates until President Trump's tariff announcements. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a House committee he decided against a rate cut, fearing that the tariffs were raising the prospect of rising inflation. Trump had been at odds with Powell over rate cuts, nicknaming him Too Late Powell, claiming he was too slow to cut the rates. The number of abortions in the U.S. is rising.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, in 2024, abortions totaled 1.14 million despite years of bans and restrictions on reproductive care. The report found abortions delivered via telehealth have jumped significantly since Roe v. Wade was overturned, but the majority of abortions still happen in person. Abortions delivered via telehealth are covered by SHIELD laws, which provide legal protections to clinicians who offer abortion care to patients in states with restrictions. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
California Governor Gavin Newsom not backing down when it comes to ICE raids. On X, Newsom says he will not be complicit or silent on the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts.
We rely on the court system. We rely on the Constitution of the United States of America. And we can't be complicit either in this moment. We can't just be silent. That's what Donald Trump wants.
Governor Newsom says peaceful protests create change. Trump and Newsom have been engaged in a war of words since the ICE operations began. Meanwhile, ICE has arrested 11 Iranian illegal immigrants. Monica Nelson tells us more.
The immigrants, as well as a U.S. citizen who threatened to kill ICE agents, were arrested over the weekend. Arrests were made in states including Arizona, Texas, Colorado, and Mississippi. The agency said the arrests reflect the Department of Homeland Security's commitment to keeping known and suspected terrorists out of American communities.
The first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed. The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says Andrea formed yesterday, well away from land, typical for this part of the season.
First named storm of the season, but no threat to land. It's headed pretty quickly to the northeast. Maximum winds 40 miles per hour.
But he also says that Andrea is a good reminder to get storm plans and preparations done now so you don't have to wait until August or September. Bobby Sherman is dead at the age of 81. His wife confirmed his death. The 1960s and 70s teen idol was previously diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Sherman hit the top 10 on the Billboard charts with Julie, Do You Love Me, Easy Come, Easy Go, and Little Woman.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost another one to the Angels last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. Those two back in action again this afternoon at 4:07. A couple of trades involving the Celtics yesterday. Kristaps Porzingis heading to Atlanta from Boston in a three-team trade, also involving Brooklyn. And the Celtics sending Drew Holiday to the Trailblazers for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. And former Bruins captain Zdeno Chara and Joe Thornton have been elected to the 2025 Hockey Hall of Fame. Chara helped the Bruins end their 39-year Stanley Cup drought in 2011. An induction ceremony is set for November in Toronto.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Wednesday morning. The good news is that it's not as hot as Tuesday. How could it be? But the bad news is it's still pretty hot today. Now, largely looking at temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s, as you get right down toward the water, that's when you'll hit the mid 80s. However, with the humidity, it will largely feel like we're in the low to mid 90s, even upper 90s at times throughout the day. We're going to stay mostly sunny for a good while, but in the afternoon, a front comes our way, and that could stir up a stray shower, even a thunderstorm out of the question, so stay weather aware. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WB.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
It's time to see who fed it and who ate it on this date. That's a 90s reference. See if you get it. If you do, let me know. Send me an app chat message. All right, here we go.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Dynamite! Actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker turned 78 today. Comedian and TV star Ricky Gervais is 64. Today is also the birthday of Angela Kinsey from The Office. She's 53. And two more actresses share a birthday today. Linda Cardellini is 49, and Busy Phillips is 53. A couple of heavenly birthdays as well. Pop star George Michael was born on this date in 1963. He passed away in 2016. And celebrity chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain was born June 25th, 1956, and died in 2018. They're filming a movie about him right now in Massachusetts. In 1967, the special Our World was the first live worldwide via satellite TV broadcast, transmitting to 30 countries via the BBC. The Beatles closed the show with All You Need Is Love, and performers included Mick Jagger, opera singer Maria Callas, Vienna Boys Choir, Keith Richards, Keith Moon, Eric Clapton, Patty Harrison, Jane Asher, Graham Nash, and others. The show lasted 2.5 hours. June 25th, 1978, the rainbow flag representing gay pride was flown for the first time in the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade. On this day in 1988, Debbie Gibson hit number one on the pop charts with Foolish Beat. It was her first number one single. And believe it or not, she only had two. On this day in 1997, the National Hockey League approved expansion franchises for Nashville, Atlanta, Columbus, and Minneapolis, St. Paul. June 25th, 1998, Windows 98 was released. The ad campaign's tagline was, "Where do you want to go today?" And finally, on this date in 2009, a Gen X superstar passed away. The king of pop, Michael Jackson, died after suffering from cardiac arrest caused by a fatal combination of drugs given to him by his personal doctor, Conrad Murray. That's the Gen X Files for June 25th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where this week's flavors include frozen pudding, banana pudding, bubblegum, cherry sorbet, and so much more. All right, there you go. There's the Gen X Files for today. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm back around. I was in Boston for a couple of weeks. I had major surgery on my hip and my lower back.
And how are you doing now?
Got home yesterday. The target was that I could go up and down my 24 stairs, 24 each way from the ground up to the second floor. For safety purposes, but I still got a long way to go. I'm going to have home services for a while, and it was amazing. The staff at Brigham and Women's is like top-notch, and I was telling people as a joke on the way into it, my team, they deal with the Bruins and the Patriots and the Revolution, so if they're good enough for millionaires and billionaires, they're good enough for me. But right from the date, when you're going into admission, you feel like you go into somebody's living room, like a low-key, easy-going situation. They have individual, like, pods. So if the family's waiting, so just say you're there for a day surgery. Low-key, easy-going. I had some issues during surgery, and they had to stop, and then they went back. And when I was in recovery, I was informed that what we thought was going to be a brief day in rehab at Spalding ended up being, 11 days. So just a little bit of time, but I ain't going to rush it. But I also knew I wanted to go to a regular rehab instead of just going to like a nursing home where they see you for 20 minutes in the morning and then expect you to do the rest. I wasn't going to settle for that. But they are amazing. And now I see why after the marathon bombing, they got such international accreditation and fame because they dealt with a majority of them patients from that marathon bombing. It was incredible. Every department interlocks. Tim, I didn't go once, 20 minutes, without somebody coming in my room or coming to find me, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And all departments are interlocked. And so yesterday coming home, Stoughton on 24, we hit a big bump. We're coming around a big tractor trailer and we switched lanes. Oh, man, it hurt. It felt like the first day after surgery all over again. So I came home, rested, and get my home care services and hopefully be around up and about in a couple of weeks.
Well, I hope it's a full recovery for you.
Yeah, I had to take care of my body before anything else. I had a lot of things I had to cancel because basically they called me a month ago and said, we have an opening. And it's kind of sad, but somebody actually passed away to have this opening for me.
Oh, no.
Because we were going to do this in October when I was done with semi-pro football. And it was just like, nope, my health is more important than football or anything else. So, and I missed a few things, but that is what it is. But I listened to you guys a couple of mornings, and there's so much going on with my age and my roommate and stuff, so it was hard for me to call, but I was listening a lot. And this new police chief, I'm going to give him an open share and break. I went online and looked at some stuff with him, and he's been very diversified in his career, as anybody who's been around a long time who's worked up through the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see where this goes.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly got the experience. He's been involved in a lot of different things within the Hartford department, and he's got the education. So, and what I think the mayor likes about him is he's looking into that 21st century policing style, you know, not just getting stuck in the status quo, trying new things, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sure. All right, my friend. Thanks again.
Take it easy. All right. We will take some more calls. 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I'm going to take my next break. We'll be right back. I hate when the YouTube ad gets you right before you're about to play the song. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And speaking of music, we are still giving away tickets this week to see Shinedown at TD Garden. If you want to go and buy some tickets, we have the link at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for you to be able to get your tickets from Ticketmaster. There's still some seats available. They are playing with Bush and Morgan Wade. But if you want to win a pair, you can also just enter in your information there, and you could be going to the show for free. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they always have great tasting events, including coming up next month. They're going to have a whiskey tasting that I can't wait to go to. We'll have more information for you on that coming up. But always, always make sure you follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits to get the latest info. All the great tastings, and you never know when they're going to do a pop-up tasting. Sometimes they're just like, hey, today from 4 to 6, we're doing this. And then you get a chance to go there and try it out. Although, if you are going to partake in anything like that today, do it in moderation. And make sure you mix in a lot of water with it. Stay hydrated, because that alcohol will dehydrate you. 508-996-0500. So what do you think of New Bedford's new police chief? The information... the story is up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about Jason Thode, the new police chief in New Bedford, former police chief in Hartford for about 5 years. He left there, seems like because when a new mayor came in, just decided it was a good time to step away, but came in as someone who was bringing in, you know, new ideas, even though he had been in the department to that point for a long time, since 1996, when he became the chief in 2020, they made it official. He was the acting chief in 2019. And then led that department through COVID, led that department through the protests of 2020. And Hartford had a significant amount of those protests. He was quick to point out with a question yesterday from Carlos Felix that, you know, he wouldn't characterize what happened in Hartford in 2020 as riots, saying that, you know, they didn't have arrests that as part of it, that things were peaceful in those. But that obviously was a challenge for him as a new chief, and took the department through all of that. Had some bumps in the road along the way. You can read about those in the story, but then retired. And really, I put retired in radio air quotes because he was still working as a consultant. He was still working for the state. And as he said yesterday, you know, knew that he wasn't going to stay retired. And then this opportunity in New Bedford came along. So Mayor Mitchell will be in with Chris later for Midweek with the Mayor at 11. I'm sure he'll talk more about the new police chief, Jason Thodey, and he'll probably give us a little bit more insight into the selection process. But I'd be interested in finding out what the officers think. New Bedford Light has a story in which they spoke to the police union president. But I'm sure with any new boss, people are going to be hesitant, especially where this one comes from the outside. And I saw a comment on social media on the story on our Facebook page where it said, oh, great, another outsider. It's been a long time since they had an outsider as a police chief in New Bedford. They'd been promoting from within for a long time. And while Mayor Mitchell said that this was not a reaction to the Snitch City series, I think now more than ever there would have been an appetite from the public, I don't know necessarily from the department itself, but from the public to have somebody come in from outside. Now, of course, you always have the people who are going to comment, well, you know, Mitchell just wants to hire somebody who's going to be his yes man. Well, ultimately, the mayor is the boss. And you're not going to hire somebody that's going to go against what it is that you want to see happen. You've got to be on the same page. In fact, that sounds like that's why Jason Thodey retired in Hartford, because maybe he and the new mayor weren't on the same page. But you want them to have some degree of autonomy, but I think they also understand, like, you have a vision as the leader of the city for what this department should be. And it's your job to execute that vision. 508-996-0500. Don't trick yourself into thinking because it's, you know, 10 degrees cooler than it was yesterday, that today's a good day to, you know, fire up the oven and bake a turkey. No, you don't want to have to cook today. And if you're going to cook, at least grill outside. So stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Get some of their delicious pre-made food. You want a hot meal? They've got you covered already. They make fresh stuff every day for you to bring home and enjoy. So you don't have to turn on the oven. You don't even have to go outside and grill. But if you want to go outside and grill, they've got everything you'd want to throw on there. Marinated, unmarinated. They can tell you all the best seasonings to use. They can tell you the perfect way to cook it up. It's not just getting the food there. It's getting the information on how to get the best flavor and the best use out of that food. And, of course, if you do need to get some other supplies, some other things, it's an old-school neighborhood market. They've got a little bit of everything. They've got a lot of everything. Everything from steak to soccer balls, beer, wine, cheeses from around the world. And you know what? You've gotten yourself through a hard couple of days. Treat yourself to some of Maria's rice pudding. Check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and you will definitely find something delicious. Let me get this last break in. We'll be right back.